Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Alan from Mass with a question about late blight.
Good morning, Alan. How can we help you out today?
Yes, I have a question about using organocide. I'm still having problems with late blight on my tomatoes. And I was wondering, I had a chance to acquire some organocide, but it was from last year. Is that wise use of
it? Yeah, it's still good. I mean, the product itself doesn't go bad.
Okay, good.
Okay, now, are you rotating the area where your tomatoes are?
Yes, I did rotate it, and I still had the same problem. I think I just need to douse the whole area with something.
Okay. Now, how far apart do you put your tomato plants?
A foot, maybe a foot and a half, some of them.
Oh. Okay, that's your problem.
Okay.
You need to improve air circulation. Okay?
Uh-huh.
In my garden, I've only had blight once, and that's when we had a major outbreak caused by bonny plants,
right,
2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But since then and before them, I never had a problem. I plant my tomato plants 3 feet apart.
Okay.
Because my plants are going to get 3 feet wide and 5 to 6 feet tall in big cages. And if you're putting them real close together, the air can't circulate. And when the foliage stays wet, you're more inclined to have disease problems. The next thing, Alan, never water the garden after 5 o'clock at night. If you have to water late, what you do is you take the sprinkler off your hose. You take the hose, you lay it on the ground in the garden. You let it run for as long as it takes. You let it run, slowly pull it towards you, until you saturated the soil around the plant, but you're keeping the foliage dry. And I've done that for years. I'll just take the hose, run it right down the center of the garden, one row at a time. Pull it slowly so that the ground is flooded, and do the tomatoes that way. Your pepper plants, your broccoli, cauliflower, and all those, you can use a sprinkler on them, and it won't hurt them. But tomato plants get that foliage blight, and it's spread with water and wind. And if your foliage is wet from your sprinkler, and the spores are blowing around, they're going to stick to the wet foliage, and now you got a problem. Now, the second thing, I want you to buy some landscape fabric, and I want you to lay it down on your garden, pin it, and you can buy little, like, giant bobby pins where you buy the landscape fabric and cover the ground with it. Take a sharp knife or a box cutter, cut an X, dig your hole, put your plant there, and the landscape fabric that you put down, or plastic, but it has to be plastic for the garden use, not a solid plastic. Plastic that has holes in it. The disease spores are in your soil now. So when the weather conditions get right, the spores will ripen. They will fill with a gas that makes them airborne. And they float to the surface, off the surface, into the air, and they blow around. So if you can cover your ground with a landscape fabric, then you're going to prevent them from coming out of the ground. If you don't like the look of that, then buy some straw. Everyday straw. And you can buy that at Agway, Blue Seal Feed, any store like that. And what you do is you would plant the whole garden or one section, and then put 2 inches of straw. Now, make sure it's straw and not hay. Because if you put down hay, if hay is from a field, and all the weeds that were in that feed, in that field, will now be in your garden. Straw is grown as a crop. And they cut the straw before it makes a seed head, so that when you put it down, you're going to eliminate the spores from coming up to the surface. You will control the weeds around your plants. It will help to prevent the sun and the wind from drying out the soil as quickly, because it acts like a mulch. So I think if you try all those things, you're going to see a big difference. So give your plants more room. Never wet the foliage, if at all possible. If you have to use a sprinkler, do it in the morning. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. That way when the sun gets high in the sky, it will dry the foliage, and the disease spores will just bounce right off the plant. Okay? Good question, very timely, and we appreciate your phone call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together to solve your problem. We still have 4 seats available for the Chelsea Flower Show. It's May 22nd through the 30th. And it's a wonderful trip. This flower show is the best in the world. If you talk to any gardener who's been to flower shows and they've been to Chelsea, they'll say the local flower shows are nothing compared to this. It is incredible. It's not just in one building. It's several acres, and it's unbelievable. We're going to see many beautiful gardens, Stonehenge, the Roman baths. You'll have time for sightseeing in London, and we will have a guided tour also. And you'll get to go to a British garden center. So there's a lot to do. I'll give you a phone number. Call now. Leave a message and tell them where to call you tomorrow. 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Okay. Tom, do we have a caller?
Next up, we've got Willie from Virginia with a question about a good plant to start planting with.
Willie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm
good.
I'm totally blind, and I've grown before when I could see and stuff, different herbs and plants and stuff. But I was wanting to know an easy plant, maybe some kind of vegetable or fruit plant for the outside, and a good fern or something to keep down the toxins in the house. I heard that ferns are good for the home, and they take out toxins and different things in the home.
Yep. Ferns are very good. Spider plants are equally as good as a fern. The one thing, though, if you have force hot air heat, a fern does not do as good, because a fern loves humidity. And with a force hot air heat system, you run into a problem. So go to a spider plant.
Central heat and air. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Right. See, the air is dry, and it's going to dry up the plant. Willie, I want you to hold on a second. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. So just sit right there.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1710.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1753.18, $876.59 for a half ounce, and $438.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1753.18, $876.59, and $438.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Willie about some questions that he had about ferns and the garden. Willie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Okay. Now, if you want to grow a fern in your home, and you do have the force hot air, what you'll need to do is to buy a plastic 12-inch saucer, okay? And then fill the saucer full of stones. Set your fern on top of that stone layer that you've built in your saucer and get into the routine that every morning you take a glass of water and you fill the saucer to the top of the rocks. And what will happen is during the day, the moisture that you've added will evaporate, and that will help to counteract the dryness from the forced hot air heat that you have. Okay?
Now, can it just be rock, or does it have to be a certain kind of stone, or?
Any kind of rock. Just so you know, like pea stone or marble chips, something like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now. Now, what was your question about the vegetable garden?
Something like a fruit or a vegetable to start out growing outside. What would you recommend on that?
Well, I think for you, being that you're going to have a little more difficult time than everybody else, if you started with a large seed, things like beans and peas have a big seed, and you can plant that easily. You space them about 3 inches apart, and what's nice about a pea or a bean, just by feeling the plant, you can tell when that vegetable is going to be ready for you to pick.
Right.
Tomatoes, you can't tell because you don't know what color they are unless somebody's going to be there to give you a hand. But you could also plant like squash, summer squash, or zucchini. That's a big seed. And then again, by just feeling the plant, you can feel where the squash is going to come out, and when it gets to the size that you want, then you can just break it off, bring it inside the house, and cook. So I think if you started with that and see how you make out, that would work out. So peas, beans, and they're not going to take a lot of room either. And then your summer-type squashes are also easy. Let's see, if I give you one more thing. Green peppers.
Oh,
now,
okay.
If you bought green pepper seedlings and got them planted in the garden, then again, you just feel the plant, and when the green pepper gets to be to the size that you're looking for, then again, you just take a knife, cut the stem, and you can enjoy it. And a green pepper, I mean, even if you let it go too long, it will turn red or yellow or even orange, depending on what you buy. And you can eat it either colored or green. The longer you leave it in the garden, it will change color, and it will give you a sweeter taste. So I think if you stuck with those to get started, do it for a year or two, then when you feel comfortable, then you can try other things. But I think peas, beans, squash, and peppers would be the best bet for you. Great question. Thank you. And we appreciate your phone call. We have open phone lines. Our number here is 855-660-4261. Well, it's the time of the year for you to start your seeds. And I want you to look for a brand new seed starting soil called Black Gold Seedling Mix. It's totally organic, and it's designed to start seeds inside your home. It has everything that you need. And gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We do have a couple open lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Cape Cod with a question about mold.
Hey, Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul.
How can we help you out this morning? We appreciate your call.
We're having difficulty on our property, which is... mainly there's no grass, okay? It's vegetables, flowers, and natural vegetation. And we're having difficulty with mold, particularly, where we are aware of it is along areas that don't have plants in place.
So you're just finding tunnels and mounds?
Yes.
Okay. And have you tried any mold repellents?
No, we haven't tried anything yet. We've just had the house a couple of years, and we're trying to find out the best way to treat it.
Okay. What I would do about the middle of March, wait until the weather calms down a little bit, and make sure that you're snow-free, you can buy a mold repellent. Now, Bonide has a product called Repelzol. You have Bobex that has a product just for molds. And you have Mold Scram, which is brand new, came out last year. That you can apply also. And the active, one of the active ingredients is castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you apply it to your lawn or to the areas where the moles are active, and you wash it in. So if you can time it when they're forecasting rain, it washes it into the soil where the moles live. They get it on their fur, and it's sticky. They don't like the feel of it because it's sticky, and just like a cat, they will wash their fur with their tongue. Well, castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs. And they may be a little dumb animal, but they know that if they continue to go in that same place, that they're going to get sick every time they go in there, and they will move out.
Mm-hmm.
And that works very, very well.
Now, could we castor oil as a natural organic remedy?
I don't know what the application rate is.
Okay.
But, see, these companies use castor oil as one of the active ingredients. They add other things in there. And the combination really does work. I had a problem with moles in my yard 4 years ago. And in the fall, they were coming up. We have an above-ground swimming pool that we bought when the kids were little. They're all grown up and doesn't get too much use right now. But 1 year, all around the above-ground swimming pool, we were getting tunnels and we were getting mounds. And I was afraid they were going to dig underneath the pool and come up through the lining, and then we would have had a real problem.
Right.
So I put down this one of these castor oil products on a day that it was raining, and they all moved, and we haven't had the problem since.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate your phone call. You have a wonderful day, Donna. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. The one important thing that you need to do in the next couple of weeks, if you have a fruit tree, if you have rose bushes, if you have ornamental plants, is you should be spraying them at this time of the year with all season oil made by Bonide. This is a natural way of killing the insects on these plants. And with a mild winter like we have had today, or like we have had this year, a lot of insects like aphids and whitefly and mealybug did not get killed by the cold. So if you have a fruit tree, if you have berry bushes, roses, or any kind of ornamental tree, invest $10. Buy a bottle of this concentrate. It will last you for a couple of years or more, and it will smother the eggs before they have a chance to hatch and mate and multiply and create a real, real problem. So don't mess around this year. It's been a very mild winter, and few insects have been killed, and all the experts are predicting a summer with many insects. So get all season oil. It's made by Bonide, and you can get that at any of your local garden centers. Okay? Don't mess around. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about rose bushes.
Eileen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. My pleasure.
I have an old rose bush on my property. It's got to be at least 50 years old. And it's somebody told me it was a Father Hugo rose. And
yes.
It's a yellow blossom, but it's single petals. It's not, you know, it's not like a peony-type blossom. I've had it all these years, but it's 7 feet wide at least. And I was thinking about cutting it back. And I'll tell you, it's a carefree bush. It never gets any particular care, and it never has any diseases. I was thinking about cutting it back a bit, but I'm afraid to, I don't know how far to take it, and I don't want to kill it.
Okay. Father Hugo is an old-fashioned rose. It's a wonderful plant. And as you said, it's a single petal. So it looks like a poppy almost when it first opens.
Yes,
it's absolutely, beautiful. What you need to do from the middle of March to the middle of April, take out your loppers and your hand pruners and cut it back by 1/3. It's not going to hurt it. It's going to stimulate a lot of new growth, and that means more flowers because the blooms come on the new growth. And by pruning roses, you're not removing potential flowers because you're stimulating the plant to make the new growth and will actually give you more flowers. And then when you're done pruning it, take your time now. You know, looking, because the stems don't grow straight. They grow twisted and snarled. So look at the plant, follow a branch, reach in, make a cut, pull out that branch, and do 3 or 4 branches. Stand back, look at it, do 3 or 4 more, and create a nice, pleasing shape for that plant. When you're done, then you fertilize it with a granular food like Rose Tone or Dr. Earth Rose and Flower Fertilizer. And remember, roses love to be fed. And when you use a granule like Dr. Earth or Espoma, a couple times a year is all that you would need. If you're using a chemical fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, you have to feed that rose bush every 30 days. So maybe you're going to spend a little bit more money initially, but in the long run, you're going to cut the costs in your time and your labor dramatically.
Okay. So, well, I want to ask you a question.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
When you mentioned a third, to take a third off, does that mean I go in and take a third of the stems down to the ground or just a third from the end of the tip to the, you know, to where it grows out?
Yeah, you're going to take a third of the foliage of the plant from up going down, not a third of the stems. So cut back the whole plant by 1/3 to make it smaller.
Okay. When do I apply that fertilizer? Twice a year or any particular time? You do it now after I get through trimming it. And when's the next feeding that it gets?
And then you're going to trim it in mid-March to mid-April.
Right.
And then at the end of June is when I would give it the second one.
Okay, I'm going to. And now the third, I take it in from the tip of the plant out, going toward the base. Take a third off that one.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the other thing, too, when you're doing this, if you see some really skinny, skinny branches, take those right out.
Yeah.
Because what you want is, what you want branches the thickness of your finger, if possible. If you get pieces that are like a thread, but if you get really skinny branches, take those out, then it'll be forever before they'll produce for you. And by removing that, and if you get any branches that grow straight up in the air, from the ground, straight up, take that right out at the base of the plant. And then you'll be in good shape. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we will answer your question. So it's 855-660-4261. My website, paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. Sign up for our newsletter. While you're there, look at our trip that we're planning to the Chelsea Flower Show. We have 4 seats remaining. If you have any interest, give them a call today. Tell them where you'll be on Monday, and they will call you. Their phone number is 800-322-9481. So if you call them, they'll reach you and tell you about the trip. Now, it's all on my website, and if you click on the bold print, for example, you can see what the hotels look like. You can see what the gardens look like. And if you click on the Chelsea Flower Show, there are videos of last year's flower show. And you can see how big it is and how vast it is and how unique it is compared to any flower show that you have ever been to. Because the flower show is between the Queen's birthday and the Olympics, the cost of air and the cost of the hotels are a lot cheaper. So take a look, paulparent.com, check on the trip, and sign up for the newsletter. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Terry from Mass with a question about strawberries.
Hey, Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, too. I have, I've been living in my location for about 7 years now, and my first three years, I had an amazing crop of strawberries. I had to give them away. I had so many. And the last few years, it's been getting increasingly worse by having moss in my strawberry patch. That, to the point where I'm not getting, the crop I've used to get.
Okay.
And I've been trying to hand pick out the moss, but it just comes back again.
Right, right. It will come back. Now, have you been thinning out the beds, or have you just let them get fuller and fuller and fuller?
Well, it's not really, it's full, but there is, you know, more space to, have more strawberries in. You know,
okay.
It's not really multiplying.
Okay. Are they making runners?
Yes. I have seen that.
Okay. What I want you to do, and the sooner you can do it, the better. I mean, it doesn't have to be done today. Go down to your local garden center.
Yep.
And buy a product made by Jonathan Green. It's called Magic Cal. And what it is a lime substitute. The difference is, one bag of the Jonathan Green Magic Cal is equivalent to between 5 and 10 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So you're picking up a 40-pound bag instead of 500 to 1,000 pounds. But the real difference is when you put this down, it will change the acidity in your garden in 10 to 14 days, while the old-fashioned powdered lime will take 6 months to change the acidity. And if you're getting a lot of moss, that is slowing down the development of your plants. And in time, your strawberries will get smaller. and they won't have, they'll get thicker, more dense and hard. So what I would do is get the Jonathan Green Magic Cal in the next week, sprinkle it according to the recommendations on the garden, and then in June, do it again. And that double shot should take care of the moss that's developing. And if there's any big clumps, you know, pull them out, clean it, but sprinkle it now. And then in June or even July, but June you're getting more rain to make it work better. Give it a second application and you'll be in great shape. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, I think we can get one more in. Okay. Well, what we'd like you to do, I know a lot of you have snow. We want you to concentrate in the days to come on your fruit trees, if you have them. If you have flowering trees, take a look at them, okay? And if you can prune flowering trees just like fruit trees at this time of the year. Now, what I want you to do is go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. And on the newsletter, there is a story about fruit trees and how to take care of them. The same principle applies to flowering crabs, dogwoods, flowering pear, and plants like that. So print out that. Take it outside with you. It will tell you how to prune and how to care for all of your flowering trees. That's step one. Prune and clean and prepare. And that can be done even with snow on the ground. And what's nice is all the branches that you are pruning back on these flowering trees, you can bring them inside as long as they're under 2 feet. Put them in a tall vase of water, and within 2 weeks, they'll be in bloom for you on your kitchen table. I want you to have a great week. Think positive, and remember, next Sunday, daylight savings time, so you got to get